Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, true crime fans.
There's a big murder trial underway.
Dateline is launching a new podcast with Andrea Canning.
Welcome to Dateline True Crime Weekly.
We'll cover breaking crime news around the country with the best reporters on the case, NBC News analysts, and Dateline producers on the ground.
Over. Break it down for us.
You'll just get behind-the-scenes scoops from crime scenes to courtrooms.
So tell us what he said.
Listen to Dateline True Crime Weekly now and catch new episodes every Thursday.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Scary Mysteries, Twisted Twos, The Bloop, and The Bever Brothers. Tales of hauntings, murder, and scary mysteries. Every week, Twisted Twos dives into a pair of uniquely terrifying true stories that are worthy of a more in-depth look. For this week, we check out a very mysterious underwater sound called The Bloop, and the brutal and shocking killings from two brothers. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted Twos. Number 1. The Bloop. First heard in 1997, the bloop was a mysterious underwater sound recorded using hydrophones and captured across the Pacific Ocean. The ultra-low frequency was heard by listening stations, including those of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, also known as the NOAA, despite the fact that they were set as far apart as 5,000 kilometers from one another. So what exactly was the bloop? When they first heard the noise, various scientists were equally mystified. It emanated from the southern portion of the Pacific and was described as rising fast in frequency for 1 minute. It was strong enough for multiple sensors to capture it thousands of miles apart, suggesting it was one of the loudest sounds ever recorded underwater. Because of the strong range, scientists initially dismissed the possibility that it was organically created. The current loudest organic sound emanating from a creature comes from a blue whale, and scientists argue that if a whale or even a ship created the noise, it would never be loud enough to be heard across the Pacific and recorded on multiple hydrophones. But the sound was captured nonetheless, so where did it come from? Many theories began to circulate, with some suggesting it was the sound of an undiscovered monster or sea creature somewhere deep in the ocean. This theory acquired more steam when the NOAA said the sound was possibly biological. Initially, they thought possibly it could be a giant squid, but others went further and said it could be the mythical monster from Lovecraft's story, Cthulhu. Oddly, the sound came from just 1,500 kilometers from where Lovecraft's story says Cthulhu first emerged from the water. Of course, others weren't so fanciful. They pointed to the fact that the sound could be from something less mythical or improbable, like an ice quake. In fact, this theory is believed to be the most accurate according to the NOAA Vents program. It was in 2008 when they began tracking certain icebergs that were disintegrating close to South Georgia Island. Some of the sounds generated from these icebergs echoed a similar spectrogram as those captured during the bloop. Moreover, those noises also managed to travel great distances, just like our sound in question. Even though the bloop might not have originated from a mythical monster or some unknown creature, it is still a fascinating mystery. Certainly, there's no denying that with more than 95% of the Earth's oceans still undiscovered, there's much we don't know about, and it might be only a matter of time before we hear even stranger sounds emanating from the deep. Number 2. Bever Brothers. It was July 22, 2015. The Bever family from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, just got back home for dinner after spending the day bowling. Described by neighbors as a family that kept to themselves, little was actually known about them. No one in the area even knew the couple or the children by their first name. The night started off normal, but around 11:30 p.m., 13-year-old Crystal Bever was called into the room by her older brothers Robert, who was 18, and 16-year-old Michael. They showed her something on the computer, and while she was watching, Robert slipped behind her and, without warning, slit the girl's throat and then stabbed her several times in the chest, arms, and neck. Their mother, April, came inside the room to check what was happening, and she too was stabbed repeatedly and killed. Crystal tried to run away, screaming, hoping to trigger the alarm. She did, but Robert, chasing after her, managed to disarm it. Crystal then headed outside, trying to ask for help from neighbors before collapsing on their lawn from her injuries. Robert strangled her and stopped when he thought she was dead. Then Michael came and took Crystal back inside the house as to not alert the neighbors. The younger siblings hid in various rooms after hearing the commotion, but one of the brothers tricked the younger ones into opening their locked doors by pretending he was being attacked as well. Michael then stabbed 5-year-old Victoria and his brother Christopher, who was just 7 years old. 12-year-old Daniel was attacked next. He had been hiding inside their father's home office when Michael asked him to open the door. Once he did, Michael stepped aside and told Robert, "He's all yours," and Daniel was then repeatedly stabbed. Luckily, Daniel had managed to call 911, telling them his brother was killing the family before the line got cut off. When their father, David, who slept in the basement, came up to check on the commotion, he was also stabbed and attacked. He suffered 28 stab wounds in total to the face, arms, neck, torso, and hands. Police responded to the 911 call by tracking down the owner of the number. When they knocked on the front door, they could see blood on the front porch and hear someone faintly asking for help inside. Authorities broke in, and that's when they found Crystal bleeding to death. They took her outside and checked on the rest of the family, who by then were all dead except for the youngest baby. Robert and Michael fled the house using the back door because they couldn't find the keys to their car. Shortly afterwards, they were found hiding behind their home and were apprehended without further incident. During their trial, the motives the brothers had were far more sinister than originally thought. More than killing their own families, they had dreams of committing various murders all across the state. After stabbing their family, they wanted to take the car and drive to Washington to murder multiple people at one time. The two had said they wanted to ratchet up their killings and be remembered better than the shooters from Columbine. In fact, the brothers had been planning the killings for almost a year. They weren't supposed to act on it until months later, but decided to move up the date when their expected online orders of guns and ammunition were due to be picked up and delivered to their home. They didn't want their family, especially their dad, to find out about the items. Robert eventually pled guilty to all counts and was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Meanwhile, Michael's trial is still ongoing. So there were two of the strangest and killer stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted Twos is always sure to show you why. If you enjoyed this video, then please remember to subscribe to our channel. We have new Scary Mysteries videos coming out every single week that we know you'll enjoy. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you soon.